Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Taryn P. Lupo.
And King Mark the First.
We've been talking about secession. Still to come here tonight, there's a bizarre story from Portland that Taryn and I have involving rubber sex objects being thrown over the power lines. And we'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. But we, the news is that the Texas Nationalist Movement has kicked off a speaking tour. They're going to be in 20 different cities around Texas, various different parts of Texas, be speaking in hotel rooms and to hopefully crowds of hopefully hundreds, maybe dozens at the very least, about the idea of secession. It's an idea that's time has come again, and it's time to do it peacefully and successfully. I think it can be done. Mark, you're saying it can't. Taryn, you're kind of where are you at?
I think it can happen if the dollar really starts getting weak enough that people can't get their Medicare money or they're starting to have problems. Then all of a sudden they're going to be on board.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. I mean, if the federal government starts to fail at sending out its checks, then...
Yeah, because it won't happen overnight. It'll be, they'll kind of delay checks, they'll pull magic tricks, everything's okay, we'll figure it out, we'll fund it, and it won't be like all of a sudden they don't get checks. It'll slowly get bad and then crash.
So we've been going through the list of reasons, because Mark, you'd asked the question, why? Why do people in Texas want independence? Specifically, why does the Texas Nationalist Movement want it? And it just happens to be a page on their website with those answers. So just to briefly recap, we've been through three of them so far. Texas gets a government that begins and ends in Texas. Independence is what the people of Texas want. And Texas gets a government that we choose. Moving on to number four, an end to the failed federal policy of unrestricted spending and limitless debt. The U.S. debt is over $18 trillion and climbing. That's over $56,000 for every man, woman, and child in Texas. What's worse are the unfunded liabilities, which are currently at over $123 trillion, creating a debt burden of almost $400,000 for every Texan. The longer we wait, the higher the number goes. And we all know it's not going to turn around. That debt number isn't going to get smaller in our lifetime. And also, I think we should know that it's not your debt. You didn't agree to this. So you don't owe $56,000 or $400,000 or so, some arbitrary number in between. You don't owe it because you didn't put your name on the line. You didn't sign the loan agreement. You didn't authorize the money being printed out at the Federal Reserve. That didn't happen. You didn't do it. So don't feel like you owe that money. The government guys certainly aren't going to feel obligated to pay it off.
They're not going to pay them.
No. They're going to walk from that and go, oh, well, we got a new dollar.
They just managed the debt. The dollar is...
Forget it.
The dollar is debted into... is borrowed into existence.
Yeah, you think any of those guys will take an inkling of responsibility? No.
No way.
They'll all point the finger.
Moving on with their list. Now, this, they have actually two entries here that don't have any accompanying text. So they just have the header and no description. So I feel like the page is incomplete. Maybe they haven't finished the website. They do give you the header, though. So the next two are a secure border and a sane immigration policy. Now, that can mean a lot of different things. Secure border certainly means more, you know, government on the border. I don't support that. But that is going to be a motivating factor for some people to support secession because they feel like the government, the federal government, isn't doing a good enough job of keeping people out of their little club.
Yeah, a lot of people want to see a border fence go up and, you know, all the expense that would go with the fence and the guards to guard the fence and all the vehicles to patrol the fence and everything. I can understand why people in Texas would be worried about this.
Well, and let them pay for it if that's what they want.
Yeah, fine by me. You know, pay, because it's never going to stop. You know, why don't we hire some cheap illegal immigrants to keep the border secure?
It's a great solution.
Yeah, just, I mean, you get them from across the border. Matter of fact, you don't even have to bring them to the United States. You just pay everybody, $2 an hour to keep people from coming across the border. Oh, you say they're going to get paid off by somebody for money? Well, that's what's happening to the border guards now, you fool!
It's true, Mark, that you're saying it's never going to stop. But I think that if you did have Texas secede, and then they got all crazy with border security and went ahead and built a crazy wall with a moat and an underground electrified fence or whatever the heck they
would need. Crocodiles
with sharks with lasers.
Yeah, and don't forget helicopters as well. You know, you got to keep the helicopters flying. That's expensive. So,
drones, we need some drones.
Yeah, if they actually did that, and then they locked down all the other borders, because they then have to lock down the entirety of Texas, right? Because you wouldn't be able to just get away with locking the southern border down. You'd have to lock down the whole state. That's a long border for that big old state, right? So let's say they lock it all down. Well, it may actually reduce the immigration into Texas, because if it's easier to get into Arizona and New Mexico and California, then why wouldn't you go to those places? I mean, if you're coming from Mexico and you can go into the other states where there's not an insane border situation and they're not hunting people down, trying to, you know, arrest them at their jobs, as we're seeing the federal government do here and there today in the United States. If it's easier to live in those other states, why the hell would they go to Texas? See where I'm coming from?
I get it, but I think Texas has got a strong competition from how bad it can be in Arizona, especially specifically around Phoenix.
I was presuming that Texas would be the worst of all of them, right? If it's a penitentiary, you know, right, kind of state, why would you want to go in there?
Yeah, it's well known by economists and rulers that more people, a constant influx of people is good for the economy. But xenophobia has been used by rulers for a very long time because scared people, angry people love their government.
They'll turn to it for everything.
People who are peaceful and happy, they don't love their government nearly as much. So, you know, what people, those that rule you, ladies and gentlemen, what they do is they pit you against these poor, illegal immigrants that all they want to do is be able to feed their families. And they make you angry at them, and then they support the corporations that benefit from the secondary level, the second-class individual. You know, these corporations, it's businesses that are employing them. The illegal immigrants are coming here because they're making money. Somebody's giving them a paycheck. So that's what it all comes down to. Don't hate on them.
So I might disagree with them on that reason for secession, but at the same time, I still support secession. I think we do need to have more experimentation in these various different areas. Next one on their list here at thetnm.org. That's the T as in Texas, N as in nationalist, M as in movement.org. A sound monetary policy based on real value. Now, this is the other one they don't have any text for, so that one actually sounds pretty good, right? To have maybe a silver or gold-backed currency?
I feel like the Liberty Dollar put a bunch of work into Texas way back in the day. Don't you remember they were trying to develop a Texas dollar?
I don't recall that. That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah, I thought they were trying to. So this idea has been around for a long time for them to develop their own silver.
I hope they do. I think it's a great idea. They could do it right now if they wanted to. But obviously, you know, Bitcoin is sort of the new thing on the scene, and it's doing great. So maybe they wouldn't even need to have a Texas currency. Maybe they could just let the market decide what would happen there.
Right.
But still, good reason to secede.
Yeah, you don't need to tell me whether I can do business in silver or Bitcoins or gold or, I don't know, farm fresh eggs.
But yeah, getting away from the Federal Reserve currency, that's a fine reason to secede from the U.S. Next one on the list, Texas and the United States are on divergent political, cultural, and economic paths. Texans are known for a different way of life than the other 49 states. It's usually the cause of fist shaking in both directions when it comes to politics, as Texans prefer a more limited government, like a legislature that's only scheduled to meet every 2 years. Economically, Texans prefer a lighter regulatory burden on business, fostering entrepreneurship and allowing for the creation of more jobs and a higher standard of living. And when it comes to culture, Texans have been recognized since their inception, Texans have been recognized since their inception, I think it means the state's inception, as a celebrating, boasting, and talking in a distinct manner. The pride in the nation of Texas is second to none. The music scene carries a distinct difference from the U.S. in almost every genre, and when it comes to food, well, put on your jalapeno eating boots, because it's going to get spicy.
This is what they got? We eat jalapenos, so we just secede. I'm sorry, Ian.
This is good reasons.
Poorly, yeah, no, yuck, dumb.
Well, it wasn't the best description for the header, which, you know, is a better header, that they're on a divergent political, cultural, and economic path.
That much is absolutely true. And this is something that I find really interesting. Now, imagine for a second, ladies and gentlemen of Merck, we've got these huge political parties. the Democrats and the Republicans. And they're constantly fighting with each other. They're warring with each other. They're trying to get their agenda over the others. But mostly what you see is nothing happening because they're, it's like a tug of war. I'd like to posit a solution. I'm not going to say it's a solution. I'd like to posit a solution. Get your opinion. The number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. If you are against secession, you're certainly welcome to join us, because I think the idea is a fine idea. And, Mark, even though you don't think it's realistic, you still support the idea, right? Like, if Texas were to have a vote on this, you'd be rooting for it, wouldn't you?
Well, I would be, like, in my heart, I would be rooting for it.
You wouldn't speak that you support them?
I'm also interested in people being well taken care of, and we have this thing called Social Security.
That doesn't take care of people well.
It's better than nothing.
Mark, that's a false choice. It's not that you would have nothing in the absence of the U.S. government. What you would have would be millions of people in Texas, I think like 26 million of them in that case, millions of people who would be able to keep the money that they earn, which means that they would be able to contribute directly towards the care of the people who need it. You don't need the federal government to take a bunch of money from you, lob a bunch off the top of what they take, and then hand you a pittance back in order to take care of people. People can take care of each other directly, and you don't need bureaucrats in D.C. to facilitate it. Yes, I know people have already paid into that system and everything, but if you end the relationship with the federal government today, that means more money in your pocket immediately tomorrow, and that would make enough of a difference, because when each individual gets to spend the money that they earn, they allocate it more accurately. When you get to decide to whom to donate the money that you've earned, which charity, for instance, or which individual is it that needs your help, then that's the market making better choices overall, thousands or millions of better choices than some panel of bureaucrats on high determining where to spend people's money that they've stolen from them. I mean, it just makes more sense.
I'm with you when it comes to charity being a fine to take care of people who actually need it. But let me ask you this. Okay, you're no longer a, how old are you? 35?
34.
Okay, you're no longer a 34-year-old ideological talk show host. You're a 70-year-old individual who worked their whole life in a labor-oriented job. You have very little in savings, and the only thing you've been getting is that little tiny Social Security check of like $1,600 a month. I don't know everything about Social Security. I think that's the maximum. I don't expect to get it. So $1,600 a month you're getting right now. Now, would you rather, I'm asking you a question, would you rather rely on the system that you paid into that is owed to you, or would you rather rely on charity that somebody might give you some amount that would be greater or less simply because you lost the Social Security check because your state decided to secede from the union?
I'd rather go with secession because then my grandkids and my kids would be set free from this oppressive system, and they would be much more likely to take care of me in that space.
The smart thing to do would be to sell whatever house you have or whatever
and move to California
and move to Oklahoma, you know, or whatever as quickly as you can to some other state so that you can continue getting your benefits, and hopefully you will in that circumstance. Now, consider Texas has a lot of oil. It's going to be a big loss for the United States government. I think it would be good for a small area to do something like that, something the size of New Hampshire, less so for a large area. Texas really is basically it's a country. It should have been its own country.
It's not too late.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you're very defeatist, Mark.
I'm not defeatist. I'm realistic.
Yeah, you are. 855-450-FREE. You got to have big dreams. And we've got one more thing here on the list of why Texans say they want to secede. We'll continue with that here in a moment, but I also want to let you know about ProXPN. If you are online at all, whether it's your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop computer, you can get ProXPN. ProXPN is available for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can get started right now with their free account. Give it a try. What they do is they encrypt your internet connection, so your own internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online, and criminals trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets will also be flummoxed. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, get started there, and then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you can use code FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and then 50 as in 50% off of the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with that code. FTL50 breaks the price down to around $5 per month, and that's good for the lifetime of the account. So when you're ready to renew for your second year, you still get the same awesome discount. And with that premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. So drop on into ProXPN at proxpn.com/FTL and try it out. You get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Promo code is FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Daniel's in Oakland, California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Taryn, and Mark.
Yeah, I've got a couple points about what Mark was saying about Social Security and
yes, sir.
Whatnot. The fact that someone could work their entire life and get to age 65, and you say not have very much saving, that's totally just a consequence of the monetary system. And the fact that the guy who gets the money last gets the shaft.
Yep.
And you can fiddle around the edges with this or that pension program. That's not going away as long as you have the same monetary system.
Right, the fiat currency where the Federal Reserve creates money out of nothing. Yes.
Exactly. If you're at the end of the line, you're getting the shaft. And the other point is that people don't pay into Social Security. They get robbed and they're told a story. Now, some people accept that as a loss and go about their business. Other people believe the story because I don't know why. The fact is, if you look at all the money you pay in, and then all the money you're going to get out, some people come out ahead. But long term, if you do the math, you know, you're going to get the shaft.
Yes, well, what is it, white, rich females that come out ahead in Social Security?
If you take people on the aggregate, the payout in Social Security, people get about between 0 and 1% on their money. So it's a terrible investment anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, it's important to point out that poor people don't live as long as rich people. Men don't live as long as women, and black people and other ethnicities don't live as long as white people. So essentially you have three poor black men working to keep one rich white woman in her Social Security check.
No one would ever structure a private pension that way. And that just goes to show that it's a scam, because if you were to try to set something up like that in the real world, people would be like, I'm not going along with this.
The problem is that it looks like the truth up to this point, right? Like, you're going to get some sort of subsistence level check in retirement, and people expect that to happen. I think you will continue to get a check as long as the United States government exists.
But, that's the thing. It'll buy your dog food for the month.
Right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The people who expect to live off of that, what they need to do is pull their heads out of their butts, start acting like grown-ups, and realize that they got robbed. And that's sort of the price of doing business, of living in America.
Have you ever watched one of the Mark Dice videos?
I've seen a few of them, yeah. They're
where
fun.
He goes around and asks people how many stars there are on the flag, what the name of the vice president is, what country the United States fought a revolutionary war against. I'm sorry. America is full of ignoramuses. They give the vote to a bunch of people, and this will be true in Texas when it's when it gets to seats too. There certainly
that's
are.
That's true, but that's why we need to get informed people together here in New Hampshire so we can actually have a chance at this. Thanks, Daniel, for your call tonight. I appreciate it, because I agree with where he's coming from. He's right. People do need to wake up to the fact that Social Security, especially if you're in a millennial or Generation X, is certainly not going to look like it does today. It's going to be more difficult to get if it even exists at all. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back here now on Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Texas Secession Night here on Free Talk Live.
Apparently.
So we ended up talking about it. Really wasn't my intention, but that's just how the show goes. You know, talk about different stuff. And you can influence that by calling in 855-450-FREE. Something else you need to know about. Taryn's got himself a YouTube channel.
That's true.
It's LCL Reports. You can just search for Taryn Lupo, though.
Yeah.
And you posted a video about some young entrepreneurs. It's been linked to on our Facebook and Twitter, so you can go and see it there, or just go and search Taryn. Is it Taryn P. Lupo?
No, it's TarynLupo.com.
It's Taryn Lupo.
And
oh, really? Will that take you right to the?
That should. If not, it's being. I'm moving my server tonight, so there might be some issues with that. Just look for my YouTube. Because it's going through
Website coming soon.
Yeah, it's going through some stuff at the moment. But the point is, it was a story about little kids who decided they wanted to make money by selling vegetables. It's a cute little story. It's real short, but it's
from
about,
here in the area, right?
Yes,
New Hampshire.
It's right. Most of the stories I'm doing now are going to be New Hampshire based.
Cool.
So this one spotlights because I've seen things like 4-H, but I've never seen kids who actually plan out. Grow their own garden. It's a girls' club, so these are all like little girls between like 7 and 10, and they kind of figure out what they're going to grow, and then they go to the market and they actually sell it themselves.
They have these farmers' markets all over the place up here. The local vor is a very big thing. The whole eating food that is grown locally.
That's all I do. I go just my little town of Peterborough has two markets that I go to, and I buy anything green at the markets. Like all my vegetables are market based. Mm. I think it's important to support those, and it's really not that much more expensive than the grocery store.
You moved to the right place. I mean, there was a a chart that came out or one of those infographs that showed the different states.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't remember which order it was, but New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont.
I think New Hampshire was third.
New Hampshire might have been third on that list. Was like one of the top three most local vore states of all 50 U.S. states.
The interesting thing about that local vore chart is it was close between Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, and yeah. then everybody else was in the dust.
Really?
Right? Like all these people that say, you know what we want? We want food freedom! Right? And they say they're going to move out someplace where food is grown well. You know what? Where it's easy to grow food in Iowa, people have their own food. They don't need to buy it from you. If you want to sell food to people, you need to go where they buy the food. The places to do that are Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont.
Well, it's hard as hell to grow food in New Hampshire sometimes.
It is not that hard to grow food in New Hampshire.
Yeah, in the summer, it's been, you know, I mean, stuff's blowing up all over the place.
I've heard there's a lot of rocks.
Yes, there are a lot of rocks.
What do you plant on top of it?
What do you think the freaking pilgrims grew their food in?
I don't know.
What do you think the rocks showed up since the 1750s?
Well, you ever notice that everybody has rock fences here?
Yeah.
That's what it's from, is they cleared the rocks out of the field and made fences out of them.
You don't know that?
Holy damn.
I know. I'm a Southerner.
Where did the rocks come from, Ian?
Well, I didn't know why. I just figured they wanted to build a fence. I didn't know that was
when
the reason that they
were clearing
the
fields
fence.
And they used them.
They were digging they were using their horse or their son to pull a plow, and then they go plink, pull a rock up. They pick the rock up. They put it in a cart. They take them all at the end of the day, and they put them in a wall to differentiate their property from somebody
else's
property.
I just thought they were building the walls because they wanted to build the walls. I didn't know it had something to do with
something with the rocks.
The original clearing of the land.
It has less to do with differentiating their property line. And more to do with just
what do we do with these things?
The farthest they could possibly get them from the place where they want to grow food.
I see.
And
so
I will
say, property line.
That is one of the coolest things because I didn't even know that about New Hampshire. I drove up and I was like, why do everybody have these cool walls?
Yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere. And I was like, I can't even imagine what that kind of stonework would cost if you didn't have rocks on your property.
Well, how much time it would take to move all those rocks around?
And think of, I mean, if you ever sat
and
thought about who lived here before you and all the stuff they did to this. Like, you have a house. Who actually built it? What was involved in
this
building?
This was built in the 1890s.
And who's lived here? What kind of families have been through here? And
it'll go up like a match.
Yeah, probably.
Ladies and gentlemen, Google balloon construction.
Well, I don't know
but just looking
means.
At yeah.
The walls are the floors are hung. Basically, they don't have. I'm bad at explaining this because I don't have the good terminology. There's a straight shot up the wall from the first floor to the second floor that the fire can shoot up very quickly. So the fire gets into the wall and it consumes the house like a match head.
Oh, that's nice.
And there goes the firefighter having to bring that in. Yeah. Have to take that. But you know, if you just think about, I was sitting here thinking. How many people did it take and how long to build one of these walls? Like, what's the story behind these people? And it's just something we take for granted. We drive by and we see hundreds of these things.
Yeah, true. I mean, thank goodness for those people that lived the hard life.
Yeah. I mean, if you really think about that. That was hardcore, man.
Right.
Well, one of the difficulties is sort of insulating some place like this. Getting stuff into the walls to insulate an old building. But I built a new house. It was built, I think, in 2008. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly, but I wouldn't recommend that crap to anyone.
Because you went over cost. And
way over. Here's my recommendation to somebody who's thinking about building a house. Lots of people have this dream. First step, go to your bank. And withdraw $10,000. Take it, put it in your front yard, spray it down with lighter fluid, and set it on fire. You will have then
the feeling?
Lightest inkling of what it might be like to build your own house.
Oh, you're just telling me, Mark.
You do this in front of your wife without asking her permission. Because that will give you some idea of what the fights and complaints that you will be experiencing.
Wise words.
It's a terrible idea to build.
Buy
somebody else's problem.
Before I forget... Ian, you did post the story on your Facebook page, right? If they go to the Free Talk Live Facebook. Yeah, please give that a share. And
your video, Taryn's video about the young entrepreneur selling their locally grown produce.
It's a cute story. It's short.
And it's a club. It's a club they're in?
Yeah, it's a girls' gardening club. I didn't even know these things existed. And it's little girls that sell
Welcome
and make
to New
money.
Hampshire,
and
right?
Yeah, they're excited because I was thinking of things like 4-H that we have where you just kind of do that stuff for free. I don't remember them going and making money. And this is a whole different game.
Secession for Texas, the final point.
Again.
The final point. Mark asked the question.
Okay,
I'm just trying to answer it. Why are some Texans wanting to secede? Well, their final point is independence means an end to the siphoning of Texans' hard-earned money by D.C. bureaucrats. Well, contrary to the fuzzy math often applied by article contributors outside of Texas when speaking about the financial dependency of the federal government, there's only one direction that net receipts flow between Texas and D.C. Add up all the money contributed to the feds by Texas governments, municipalities, residents, and businesses, and subtract the money that Texas is lucky enough to get back from D.C., including all forms of federal programs, grants, funds, and Texans' share of all federal-level spending like the defense, parks, foreign aid, EPA, FCC, USDA, etc., you'll find out that while other states get more back than they pay in, Texas has been a net contributor for the past couple of decades, receiving as little back as 83 cents on the dollar. And that's not even adjusting for the inflation caused by the Federal Reserve fiat currency system by the time it makes its way back to Texas.
Okay, so and we were talking about that they were wondering if they were a donor state, and they definitely
and they are.
83%.
And that's another good
that's
point.
A big one.
For people that are in these donor states, when you leave the union, all that money stays in your state, which is more money that you can then send to people who are expecting a Social Security check. They could create a program for everybody that was on Social Security to say, hey, we can give you a check. Here, people can donate now to this program.
Well, that's really awesome for the people in Texas. They can pay the same amount of taxes they were paying before, but now they have lots of travel restrictions when they want to leave their state.
No, it wouldn't be the same amount of taxes, Mark. It
you
would be
just
much
said
less
it was a donor
because
state. And you're going to use that extra money to pay off the people's Social Security. There's a lot of old people in Texas, my friend.
It would be less because you'd be able to keep the money in your own state. It would be allocated more effectively because people would be able to donate in the ways that they thought were best.
You're now king of Texas, and you're going to institute a new Social Security program?
No, I'm not. It was a voluntary program, Mark. It's a charity.
I think Harry Brown actually.
Don't you believe in charity?
I believe in charity. I don't believe in straw men. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. This isn't going
no, actually,
to work
yes,
the way
I
you're
do.
Proposing
if you
it.
Look at Dr. Mary Ruard, who's going to be speaking here in New Hampshire this weekend.
Yeah,
I know. I'll be emceeing the event.
Yeah, if
oh,
you
are?
Look at if
yes,
you look at Dr. Mary Ruard's book, she explains that when people get to control their own money, it gets spent more efficiently. I touched on this earlier. She estimates that people would be 8 times more wealthy if they were just able to decide for themselves how to allocate their own money, which means these charities would be able to collect even more money than the federal
That's
government.
That's true. And it is true over time. People are going to want their Social Security checked next month.
It'd be true quickly, actually, because, you know, the market responds quickly to demand. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, your fears are not a reason to stay with the federal government. There's more coming up.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
don't.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to join us here, whether you want to talk secession or rubber sex objects hanging from the power lines all over Portland, apparently. We're going to get into that story here coming up. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Taryn P. Lupo.
And King Mark the First.
Let's tell you a little bit about Purse. I am wearing, if you're watching the webcam, you can see me here. I'm wearing my new pair of headphones that I just got, Sony NVR V6. Nice kind of pro studio headphones.
You've always liked those. I
like the ones you're wearing, but they don't make those anymore.
They don't?
Yep. So if you want to get a new pair of headphones, these are the ones.
No, my ears can't handle those. They squish my ears.
No, they don't squish mine. They're actually doing pretty well. But
I know.
They're a nice pair. And I got big ears, Mark. So I don't know what you're talking about. I got these at 29%. Hello, Mark. 29%
off. It's huge.
29% off the already low price of Amazon. By paying with Bitcoin through purse.freetalklive.com. Now, from what I'm told, the first time you use Purse, they may only restrict you to 20%. I'm not real clear on whether that's happening or not, because, Mark, you did tell me that there was a chance that maybe Free Talk Live listeners would not get that initial account restriction put on them, but
yep.
I'm still not real clear on that.
So
you may have a restriction to where you can only get up to 20% off, but once you do like one or two purchases, it opens up to 50% off. Now, odds are good you're probably not going to get anybody biting on the 50%, but it didn't take me more than a day to get somebody to order these headphones at 29% off the price through Purse. I'm paying with Bitcoin. That's how I get the discount. You can get 20% off anything you see on Amazon as well. It's easy to do. Just go to purse.freetalklive.com. Make sure you have some Bitcoin. If you don't have that yet, you can go to expresscoin.com to get them. But you go to purse.freetalklive.com to get signed up. When you sign up through our link, you can then, from that point on, use the regular Purse URL, but sign up first through purse.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live get a very small portion of each of your purchases from that point forward. So do you want to save 20% or not? That's up to you. Purse.freetalklive.com. We go to Brent. He is on the line in Buffalo, New York. You're on Skype. Hello, Brent.
Hello, guys.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Just wanted to point out about the Social Security scam. The easy way to end it is to simply pay out to all the old folks that are collecting it, the $5 or $5,000 that they put into it over the years, and call it even.
Who is going to pay that out? I mean, the federal government certainly isn't going to.
They can't. They spent it.
Right, because, yeah, it's gone. I mean, the money that comes from Social Security is being taken right now from young people, which is why I think secession would work, because, you know, people still have money and they could donate it.
Wait, so you're saying they don't have any savings for Social Security?
Oh, you knew that.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, I think Harry Brown brought up a point that you could sell off all the government lands and just stroke a one-time check to all these people and buy them out.
You know, that would be if the federal government was to be ending Social Security, right? That would.
Well, no, I meant like if Texas seceded, they could take the federal government land.
Ooh, now
and
that's
sell
an interesting idea.
And yeah, pay it out to all those people so they could take the checks and invest it wherever they want.
See, now that's the kind of innovative thinking that we need here.
That's the kind of thing that'll start a war.
That makes secession possible, right?
It was the South Carolina trying to take over some federal property that caused the first war.
Boy, you think you can secede and just let the feds have their property?
Yeah,
that's not going to work.
I like how the feds didn't take the property away from the states. You know, I mean, the states had it first.
Sorry, Brett, go ahead.
Mark is wrong there.
Okay, go ahead.
South Carolina was not trying to take over property. They were simply trying to use their harbor.
Yeah, they were blocked off, but they fired on a federal fort with the intention of taking
allegedly.
It, right? Allegedly.
It was either fire on the federal fort or try and sail by it and get fired upon.
Yeah, I got that the federal government was had bottled up their harbor, but it's not like they were going to go anywhere. I mean, you know, when somebody with a bigger stick is goading you to hit them with the stick, you don't hit them with the stick.
Well, what if the feds fired first and it's, you know, just a false flag?
I don't care, man. I can tell you who the losers were. History is written by winners.
Brent, anything else you want to share tonight? Good call.
Robert E. Lee lost that war when he decided to make that charge.
I was asking Brent, Mark. Brent, go ahead.
Only that Mark is wrong.
Yes, what's new?
Robert E. Lee lost that war when he decided to make that charge in Gettysburg. And Pickett's charge guaranteed it.
So, shield your kids' eyes, all you prudish parents, if you're living in Portland. According to Gawker, a specter is haunting Portland. The specter of... Yeah, I shouldn't say the word. I mean, I've had programmed... I mean, it's not officially banned, but I'm not going to say the D word here, because some program directors could be upset by that. According to Reuters, hundreds of phallic sex toys, I think we can say that, have recently started appearing on Rip City power lines, prompting numerous complaints to the city and several delightful Twitter posts. Hundreds of phallic sex toys.
That's a very expensive thing to do.
Yeah, because these things aren't cheap, right?
No, I can understand throwing old tennis shoes up, but I mean, basically you have these foam phallic toys that are tied like nunchucks thrown up all over power lines.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to get
expensive.
But fear not, penally menaced Portlanders, because officials say the synthetic D-word poses no immediate threat. From Reuters, a spokesman for the public utility Portland General Electric said he didn't believe that rubber products posed a fire hazard. Still, area power companies would prefer that you didn't use their lines as ad hoc nunchub hangers. That's cute, nunchubs. I've never heard that.
Nor have I.
And they're nunchubs now because of the string tying them together, right?
Gosh.
The temptation may be there for tittering, a Pacific Power spokesperson told the Oregonian, but we want to keep the lines as safe as possible. Now, Taryn, you had some history here.
Do you guys know how this started?
No.
When people throw tennis shoes up on power
I never understood. I just thought it was drunk kids or something like that. Because you only see, in Keene, you'll see it, but you only see it in the college neighborhood. So I just figured some drunk kid throwing them up there.
All right. So kind of in the ghettos or in the crowded cities, you'd have these power lines that, you know, there's not a lot of room to park. So most of the parking you did was under these lines. And pigeons would sit above there and poop all over your car.
Yeah, they would.
So they started throwing these shoes up to scare off the pigeons. They're supposed to blow around the wind and keep pigeons off. But what happened is it ended up that nobody understood why that was happening, and it just became a big cultural thing to just throw
people
your shoes
throw up there.
And then it just took on a life of its own.
But wait, did it actually work to keep the pigeons away?
Nobody knows. I assume that it must have at one point because, you know, someone thought it to do it, and then it just took off, and it became a cool thing to do to get rid of your old shoes.
Wow, I never knew that. Mark, did you know that about that?
No, it's one thing I
know.
Didn't
know. That's why you bring me on for this.
Thank you,
good
Taryn.
Knowledge.
That was really valuable.
This and the Love Boat. I know a lot about the Love Boat.
Were you a big fan of that?
I do love
it.
It's exciting and new.
Yeah, did you
not
know
anymore.
How many episodes they had? It was crazy. I mean,
no.
They were on for almost like 10 years.
I don't know if I've ever seen it, believe it or not. I think that was daytime television, right?
Yeah. Well, what happened is, you know, I grew up in the 80s.
No, it was
primetime?
Primetime.
It was primetime, yeah.
Okay.
But what happened in the 80s is it got picked up in reruns and it was on, like, daytime television.
Anyway, it's a great show, that's
yeah.
why.
And it was trashed by the critics, but everybody loved it.
Was it really?
Everybody loved it. Yeah, they called it American Love. Sorry, Love American Style on a Boat.
What the hell do the critics know? You know, Brian.
I don't know anything.
Brian Sovereign wrote a great review of the new Terminator movie over on his website, and I don't know if it's at Sovereign Tech or the Zog blog.
Did he like
the Zog blog? He loved it, and the critics hated it. If you go to Rotten Tomatoes, it got like a 27%.
Wow,
which, that's not very good. But the critics, you know, they're not fans, right? A critic isn't necessarily a fan of the Terminator series, so they're not going to appreciate the things that are being done in the movie. They're looking for some kind of Oscar performance or whatever, you know, fancy Hollywood things that they're looking for, right? Like, you know, if you're a fan of Terminator, you'd enjoy this movie,
right,
in my opinion. And Brian did a great job of really outlining why the movie was excellent, but, you know, you can't go by what critics are saying.
You know what's a fun thing to do if you have a 20 minutes to kill is go look up old Siskel and Ebert reviews from the 80s,
mm-hmm,
like the Ghostbuster reviews up there, Pulp Fiction,
yep,
you know, like all these old movies, and they are awesome, the old reviews from
Meaning
Siskel and
Ebert.
Meaning
they didn't like them, or they did?
They did, but they, it's funny because, like, they're reviewing Star Wars, and they don't think it's going to be a big deal, you know?
How would they know?
Yeah, it was great. It was
That's
great.
Funny.
Yeah,
that
go
is
look
cool.
them up.
They both passed away.
No, just
they?
The one. The one died of the jaw cancer. He had his lower jaw removed. The heavier one, Ebert, right?
I thought Siskel died first. I thought Siskel died and then Ebert
there's
died.
There's still one left. He's still writing reviews.
To me, that's
popular
culture, and I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's why you have me on. There you go.
You seen any good movies, Taryn?
I have not seen anything. Right now, I'm rewatching Battlestar Galactica.
Ant-Man, end of the week. I'm up.
Ant-Man.
It's going to be awesome.
You are incorrect,
yeah.
Taryn. He died in 1999.
He
Gene
did?
Siskel. It was Roger Ebert who lived longer than Siskel.
Oh,
Ebert.
I'm sorry. Yeah. They're both dead. You're right.
Dead,
I am
now.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I'm totally wrong on this.
But there you go.
I removed my card.
All right.
Thanks for coming, Taryn. Pop culture card.
Check it out. When his website's back, which hopefully will be soon, at TarynLupo.com.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. And then look for him on YouTube. You can do that right now because his channel's still up there. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the BrightsideBend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.